the alien inside a neurodivergent, take on Men in Black. What if the aliens weren't outsiders, but reflections? What if the agents, the memory wipes, the jittery, sugar-craving bodies, were metaphors for a different kind of mind? Rewatching Men in Black isn't just a nostalgia trip anymore. It's a parable. It's resonance. The skin that doesn't fit Edgar's, taken over by something alien. His body becomes a costume. His voice changes. He lumbers home, and his wife doesn't recognize him. He demands sugar in water. Not random. That's nervous system hunger. That's dysregulation in disguise. For neurodivergent folk, this hits home. Masking until you forget your shape. Needing something sweet just to stay in your body. Feeling foreign in your own skin. Testing the norm, Agent J isn't failing his recruitment test. He just moves differently. Fidgets, drags table, can't sit still. That's not weakness. That's adaptation. Executive dysfunction isn't a flaw. It's a different operating system. And when you stop forcing the fit, that difference becomes power. The little girl with the physics books. Everyone shoots monsters. Jay shoots a child with quantum books in the wrong neighborhood. Why? Because something felt off. Because he wasn't reading appearance. He was reading pattern. And that's what many neurodivergent minds do best. Memory wipe equals emotional erasure. Agent K holds the neuralizer. It wipes memories, cleans the slate. But over time, it wipes him too. Quiet, loyal, gone. That's the neurodivergent experience. Seen only in extremes, forgotten in between. The noisy cricket. A weapon the size of a stapler blows Jay off his feet. It's funny, but it's also familiar. That's what the first right medication can feel like. Tiny. Shocking. Suddenly, you're upright again. Changed. The rooftop chase Jay chases a suspect who jumps off a roof rather than be caught. It looks like running, but it lands like despair. Being misread again and again by systems meant to help, that's the real freefall. Fluency in the foreign Agent K speaks alien languages fluently, not with translation, but with tuning. That's neurodivergent empathy, pattern fluency, vibe recognition, hearing what others dismiss. MIB HQ equals neuroinclusion. In the MIB headquarters, aliens walk freely. Tentacles, tools, customs, normalized. No one blinks. It's not utopia, but it's honest. Difference is just present. And that's what true inclusion looks like. Famous aliens and the teacher who knew celebrities tracked as aliens. Brilliant, eccentric, outsiders. That's how society treats the divergent. Exceptional in some rooms, unwelcome in others. And then Jay sees her, his old teacher, not a celebrity, just someone who got him. She was from elsewhere too. And suddenly, he knows, I wasn't wrong. I was just early. Behind the curtain, Spielberg produced it. Lucas built galaxies. Cameron dreamed deep sea futures. And all of them? Described as obsessive. Offbeat. Not quite fitting. They wrote mythologies where the misfit saves the world. They encoded neurodivergent blueprints into pop culture. Final transmission. Men in Black wasn't meant to be a neurodivergent fable. But that's what good metaphor does. It travels. From sugar water to cricket guns. From rooftop falls to tiny teachers. Each moment hums with a quiet truth. You're not broken. You're built different. And in the right light, you're not a threat. You're a signal. Learn more at www.tonethread.com.